When store number one didn't take off, you weren't discouraged enough to say, we don't know if this concept's going to work or not. You just
knew that
were problems there that were unique to that store.
They were unique to that store, and the next one was better, and the third store was right. It had the right size cooler. It had the right dimensions, and we began to learn. And then the fourth store, and we were going bankrupt, but the third store broke even. And then I got a phone call that Get and Go had decided, Herb Forrest, that ran one of the dairies here in town, called me, and he said, I'm building this store for Get and Go, and they decided they don't want it. Would you like to have it? And I went and looked at it, and he said, don't worry about it, Chester, because if you don't like us, okay, I'll run a dairy store there. So we went, and it had a lot of houses, a lot of low-income, real packed-in, and we're beginning to learn what made it work. Well, I didn't have anything to lose. I was going broke. You can only go so broke. So we took that store, and it made money from the first day.
And that location, do you recall?
Yes, on North Harvard, north of Pine, halfway up.
From the day you opened the doors?
And that saved the company. And that was an accident. That's luck. Dumb luck.
Because you were losing money.
Yeah.
You were short on inventory, probably. And it had to be scary.
It was scary. The good thing about it was that in those days, you sold for cash and bought on credit. And it was 1 month credit. But if your sales were increasing, even if you were losing money with depreciation and all that kind of stuff, you still had some cash because sales were staying ahead of payables. And we lived that way for 2.5 years. And then we started making money, and I like to say the happiest day of my business career was the day that our net worth was zero. Because it had been, we started with $16,000, we had a negative net worth of $26,000, but credit kept us going. And nobody wanted to put us out of business because what would they do with it?
Right. Was it about 1962, your gross sales went beyond $1 million?
If that's the record you've got, then that's right.
That was gross sales of $1 million, and your net income then was $21,000.
Yeah.
In 1962.
Yeah, that's right. It took us 11 years for the company to be worth $1 million. And we had a lot of stores spread all over everywhere because we just kept going for it. It was like the military. You were trying to secure areas that were yours.
Mm-hmm. You probably sold just about everything, too. You
oh,
took
yeah.
on...
Oh, yeah. We got goofy.
Like, what things would you sell?
Well, I mean, we sold stink bait, which is really not very smart because it stinks. We sold canoes. Not many, but Budweiser had these canoes that, you know, you could get as a prize for selling Budweiser, so we'd put them up on the ceiling, and every once in a while we'd sell one of those. We sold wigs because wigs were a hot deal at one point in time and somebody came and wanted to sell them. So you try it and women would stand there and pick out a wig. And you know, I mean, we just sold crazy stuff. We sold bong pipes and in Kansas City we had a supplier. When you're losing money or you're struggling or whatever, you try this stuff, and then later on you realize that that's not a real moral thing you ought to be doing. You quit doing it, but, you know, we just sold all sorts of stuff.
Back in those days, it probably was kind of like a land run that you could just set down a store in many, many places.
Yeah.
It's not like today where everybody's fighting for land. Back then, it was
well,
open
but
spaces.
You had to put them in the right place.
Sure.
And we didn't understand traffic for a long time. We understood density of population, of where the houses were. So you'd try to get where they were building a new area because construction is worth five times as much as a house is occupied because those guys eat a lot, drink a lot, so forth. So, and you just struggled, and everything changed over time. We got in the sandwich business. Accidentally, but we got into it.